Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here's what's in the news this week. WordPress continues to make waves. Hi, this is Ken Freeman, and this is my WordPress Help Desk. As mentioned last week, WordPress sites with the plugin FancyBox for WordPress should apply a critical security update that was released Thursday of this week that fixes a vulnerability that has already been exploited by attackers. Researchers from the web security firm Securi issued a warning about the vulnerability last week, and after seeing attacks that injected a malicious iframe into literally thousands of websites, they tracked down the problem to a flaw in FancyBox for WordPress, which allows webmasters to easily integrate the fancy JavaScript library into their WordPress sites. FancyBox is a tool for displaying images, HTML content, and multimedia in what is called a lightbox that floats on top of the web page. In fact, FancyBox for WordPress was so popular that it had been downloaded almost 600,000 times in the official WordPress plugin repository. However, it has been hacked, it is vulnerable, and if you're using FancyBox for WordPress, either update it, get the security plugin update, or get rid of it. One or the other. Well, learn how to migrate a site without pulling your hair out using Blog Vault. You know, I've migrated many sites in my career, and I've tried and used many different kinds of plugins for migration, ranging from Duplicator, WP Migrate, and others. But, you know, no matter what you're using, there seems to be a snag somewhere along the way, a minor annoyance, like having to upload a file like importer PHP on the new server, or having to find a missing file that got lost in the transfer. And I've migrated my first site using Blog Vault, and I must say that was a breeze. I haven't been this pleased with or excited about a plugin since Gravity Forms. In fact, a use case, I needed to migrate a site from our development site to a new domain. And so we went from, the URL to site 1 to the URL to site 2. And here's how the migration worked in Blog Vault. Number 1, you connect your Blog Vault to your old development site with their plugin. Now you wait for Blog Vault to do a backup, which shouldn't take that long. And now that your old development site is backed up and on your new domain cPanel, create a new database with users that have full privilege with the MySQL wizard, and then save this information so that you can enter it into Blog Vault. Now, back in Blog Vault on that old development site, click Migrate Site. Boom! That's it! You can kick your feet up and wait until you get an email from Blog Vault saying that your site is completely finished migrating. It's magical, and with a few notes, if you're moving to a new domain on a new server because the domain is live but pointing to the old server, you will probably want to do a little trick with your host file on your computer so that you can see your site working properly before you update DNS settings. And then, of course, you will have to go over to the domain management and point the new domain name servers to the correct server. Well, have you ever wondered how to set up WordPress on a WAMP server? Well, recently someone asked me how to set up on a local WAMP server on their computer so they could test WordPress sites locally before uploading, editing online. And so make use of a nicely explained what a WAMP server is and how to set it up. And I wanted to expand on their explanation to include what it takes to set up WordPress. So what is this WAMP business anyway? Well, according to Make Use Of, WAMP stands for Windows Apache MySQL and PHP. A great majority of websites are run by this trio of services, Apache MySQL and PHP. And Apache is a web server which handles browser requests and sends the information across the internet to your browser. PHP is the programming language that many sites are written in, and this creates dynamic content which in turn is sent to your Apache, which sends the data to the browser. And then finally, there is MySQL. That's the database which stores the information in programs, and PHP is used to access this database. So So how do you set up the WAMP server? One, you download the WAMP server. You run the installer using the default options as provided. You double-click on the WAMP icon on your desktop and on your taskbar near the time in the bottom of the right of your desktop. Left-click on the little semicircle that says click put online. Now, how to set up the WordPress on your WAMP? Number one, you need to download WordPress from WordPress.org. Extract the files and click the little semicircle on your taskbar and open the www directory. There's your new WordPress on your desktop. Now, do you want to make WordPress multi-language? By default, WordPress does not provide the functionality to create multi-language websites. However, you can do this very easily using plugins or translation services. Multi-language means your website can be reproduced in many languages. Now, the reasons would be many that would vary of why you would want to have a multi-language WordPress website. Perhaps it's for attracting international audiences or a different language-speaking customer for your products. Whatever that reason, here we will discuss the ways to make multi-language WordPress websites work. And for this purpose, I think there are two options. One, by plugin. There are so many different types of plugins available, and we can categorize them as we go through this. One language per post. Few plugins fall under this category, such as Xila language, that's XILI-language, PolyLang, and Bogo. In these types of plugins, you have to do the translation manually for each post. PolyLang is the most popular plugin because it has a clear-cut and user-friendly admin panel. And after installation, you add languages from a given option, and then you add or edit a post section, and you'll see the languages box at the right-hand side of the page, and it shows all the added language. It can also provide language switcher that can be added with the navigation in the sidebars. And if you want to add a language switcher at a different place, then you can just write a short little PHP that says start the PHP, you know, with a greater than and the question mark PHP, PLL underscore the underscore languages, open bracket, close bracket, semicolon, close PHP. And that function is available in the documentation at PolyLang, and this allows you to put a language switcher on any page. Now, all languages in a single post, then you might want to look at QTranslate. The plugin is a good example of this type of a category. You get a similar interface for adding languages. Just use a two-letter ISO language code in the give box. And then in an edit post section, you will get options to add text with other languages. Unlike PolyLang, you don't have to create a separate post per language. And then if you're looking for automatic translation, Transpose is a great plugin for translating a website automatically. Just select from the language list and save it, and the plugin then allows visitors to edit non-English text on your website, but you can restrict it from its settings. So that's it. If you want to offer more languages on your website, use Transpose, GTranslate, PolyLang, or Bogo. And if you don't know of any other way to do it, go out and search for Google Translate. Well, in page two, I want to focus on keeping your WordPress safe. Okay, here in page two, I want to keep focusing on your WordPress site safety. Security is a major issue facing every WordPress installation. This week, I was speaking with one of the security officers of Firehost, a major enterprise host here in Dallas that deals with major site security for enterprise-hosted clients, including things like HIPAA and PCI compliance. In our conversation about WordPress, he made this statement. You can install and configure WordPress in a matter of minutes. Within 30 seconds of it being turned on, it can be hacked. Why? Because WordPress is the most popular CMS web building tool out there. Thus, it is a natural that when you've got more WordPresses being installed than any other CMS anywhere, then it becomes the number one targeted source for hackers. And with this said, you need to know that if you harden your WordPress and work closely with your host to harden and tweaken the Apache so that you can proactively shut down brute force attacks and close the door on vulnerable plugins, then you can enjoy a long life with your website without the fear of hackers compromising your site. And so today's focus is all about keeping your WordPress safe. If you have a lot of images on your WordPress site, you are creating an image-heavy site, let's say, like a photographer might, and it makes sense that you want to protect your copyrighted content. Well, while there is no way to completely stop people from stealing your images, you can make it more difficult. Disabling right-clicking is one method that you can use to deter casual theft. In today's WordPress help desk, I want to show you a couple of great plugins for turning off the ability to right-click and to discuss whether it's actually worth doing. Now, plugins for disabling right-click. There's the No Right-Click Images plugin, and this deters leeching your images with this handy plugin because it uses a JavaScript to change the right-click action of the IMG tags to disable the context menu. It disables the menu on images only. So if there are other right-click actions, such as links or the source of the page, that's all going to work normally. But an image uploaded onto the WordPress Media Uploader will open in a window if clicked. And if the image is not protected, then somebody could just save this image to their desktop. You need to make sure that images are not linked like that. And so some browsers prevent JavaScript from altering the context menu behavior. But to get around this, the plugin uses a replacement image that briefly replaces the clicked image that was to be downloaded. So WP content protection and no right click. This plugin takes disabling right clicking a step further. In addition to turning off the right click, WP content copy protection allows you to disable Control A and Control C, Control X, Control S, Control V, and a few equivalent keys on the OS X, as well as disable the ability to select text. This means you can both protect your images and your words. And this plugin adds a submenu item to the admin sidebar where you can access some basic options for this plugin, post protection and homepage protection using JavaScript and the static pages protection. And you can also enable CSS protection. And the basic features of this plugin are free, but you can upgrade to the premium version for more features like the ability to display alert messages and compatibility with major theme frameworks. So, should you disable right-click? Well, when disabling right-clicking is going to stop everyday users from stealing your copyrighted images, but ultimately, it may not be the most effective. You see, users who really want to take someone's images can simply take a screenshot or disable JavaScript to turn right-clicking back on. And it's also worth mentioning that it's bad for usability and accessibility. Now, SitePoint warns against this practice and offers some tips on how to protect your images. And WordPress.com also offers some advice for protecting site content, including having a clear copyright notice on your site, obtaining an appropriate Creative Commons license, and watermarking your images. So unless and until your website is secured enough, there could be a high risk either to get hacked or tagged or somehow used as spam. And while one definitely considers putting up security measures to protect the site, one can only use the available WordPress security plugins for their WordPress site. Now, I'm going to list some here. You might want to take notes because these are the top security plugins that we know about for WordPress. Okay? So here we go. WordFence Security is, I think, the best and the most commonly used security tool. It's a free enterprise-class security and performance plugin that makes your site ramp up 50 times faster. But I will say this. If we're doing other things to speed up your site, like being on an SSD server with gzipping and with W3 Total Cache, you can actually achieve greater speeds doing it that way, and so you don't need the WordFence page speed feature. But it offers great security and will notify you when somebody's trying to break in. Bulletproof Security is a plugin that lets you protect against hundreds of thousands of different attacks. Moreover, it also offers WordPress database backup and protection. And then WP Security Audit Log is a plugin that identifies WordPress issues before they become a security problem by keeping an audit log of all users under the hood of the WordPress activity. And SixScan Security is a plugin that provides comprehensive enterprise-grade security with frequent site scans, powerful firewall, automatic backup, web analytics, and much, much more. Now, iTheme Security is a plugin that gives you 30 ways to secure and protect your WordPress site. An all-in-one WP Security and Firewall is the plugin that offers a comprehensive, user-friendly, all-in-one WordPress security and firewall plugin for your website. And then, of course, there's Centora Security. This plugin protects your WordPress sites from attacks and hacking, and the built-in malware and security scanner helps you identify security risks, malicious codes, spam, virus, SQL injection, and security vulnerabilities. And then, finally, there's AccuNext Web Security, and this plugin scans your WordPress for security vulnerabilities. Now, all of these, plus then Login Security, which is a plugin to simply lock down the login security on multi-site or regular WordPress installs, and then Website Defender WordPress Security, a plugin that you secure your WordPress installation and provides you with detailed reporting of discovered vulnerabilities and how to fix them. So as we look at all of these, then let's remember that next we want to talk about steps to secure your WordPress, steps to improve. You know, if a site is not properly secured, then it can be hacked any time. And it is a critical situation for any online business. If you don't care about your website and you don't care that you're going to lose your customers and visitors, then this isn't for you. But if you do care and you want your visitors to always find you, then with this approach, WordPress security is an essential. It's an essential for any website owner because it is the most targeted open source for hackers due to its popularity. So what can you do to secure your WordPress? Well, first, you need to be on a real WordPress host. Analyze your hosting, and if there's any hole in that security, your site could be hacked easily. And to do that, you need to have secure hosting, and here's some things to follow. One, you don't want to be on a shared account. You need to segregate your account to a VPS. You need to segregate it to a dedicated. You need to get away from shared hosting. Number two, you need to watch the security precautions that are taken by the hosting company. If they aren't telling you about what they're doing, they may not be doing anything. And for God's sake, stay away from the cheapest hosting. If they're giving their hosting away, there's a reason. They're trying to keep in business simply by having volumes and volumes and volumes of shared hosts. Don't go that route. And then remember to seek and be satisfied before taking any steps towards security, and check reviews and track records of different security systems that you're going to look at. And you can look at like Hosting Review or WordWoot Themes hosting solutions. Now, the preferred server OS for WordPress should be Linux. Don't host on a wide open Windows box. Don't access the server from a public network. When you're FTPing into your site, that's insecure. So use secure or SFTP. Also, write HT access so that you can disable the server signature and block SQL injections and allow admin access from only one IP address. And then restrict sensitive files across their entire access. And you do that by changing permission. And then the next step is to install the settings. In other words, after you set up your host server security, then you need to take time for the WordPress install. And there's some things that you want to do to keep in mind as you do that. Security keys. Security keys are a better way to encrypt information in users' cookies. These keys make it difficult to hack the password, and you will get that code to add them in the WP config. You'll use the thing that says define auth key, and you put in your unique phrase here. And then WordPress itself provides a page where you can generate those keys, and then all you do is just copy-paste those new keys into your existing keys. And once you've done that, then you just save the WP config, and away you go. Now, let's talk about the database prefix. You already know that WordPress has a default database prefix called WP underscore. and it's also well known by every hacker. So to secure your database, you need to change this prefix to something that they can't figure out very quickly. It needs to be hard for them to guess. And a good example would be taking WP underscore and changing it to a 12-letter upper lowercase with some dots and dashes in it type code that now becomes the prefix. You're not going to need to worry about that. It's just going to change it, and that's what the database will look like. But it has made it so difficult that nobody could break into that database and guess it. Now, if you're installing WordPress, then you could change that prefix as you are installing it. But if you've already installed it, then you need to do this manually. Then you need to use the Change DB Prefix plugin, and this will make your work simple. Now, also, you need to change the administrator username. Don't continue to use admin as a username. You can add your own at the time of installation, or you can go back in the database through the phpMyAdmin and open up the WP options, and you can go in and see where that name is, and that needs to be changed. You need to also go into the users table and click on the pencil icon and change the user value for admin. Okay. Now, I recommend that you back up before any upgrade and then set file permissions to any file or folder so that no one else can access this, that it'll be a read-only file for those on the web, and that only your IP will be allowed to get in to make any changes. And a good way to do that is to simply use an htaccess, making it impossible for anyone to get in but you. And if you need help with that, I'll be glad to help. Now, off-error reporting. Why? Because if you reveal the internal paths to your website file, then obviously it's easy for hackers. So what you'd want to do is you would want to set your display errors and have it go in there and rename your login page. We know that the default login path is wp-admin. Rename it or move it to a location and secure it. Helpful plugins, you know, is the rename WP login PHP, hide login plus lockdown WP admin plugin. Other small but important precautions for WordPress security are to remove the version of your WordPress, remove the README file, and back up your site often and scan your sites for malware religiously, and then change your password from time to time. That's one of the weakest links in any hack site is the password. And if you've got a password that is insecure, if you've got a password that is something that is known, like your birthday, address, wedding anniversary, all of those things can be easily found out by someone scanning your username and passwords until they can find a match. So do something to set it to make it very difficult, even if that means you have to put that password over in a text file somewhere and grab it every time you want to log in. It'd be better that you go through a little sweat putting that password in than to have a hacker be able to access your website. So let's review what I've said. Make your WordPress safer by battening down the hatches and preventing brute force attacks, limiting access to WP admin, and changing the database prefix to make it hard to figure out, and never, 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 never use admin as your root name. Well, I hope these weekly podcasts have helped you. Now, share the link, and let's turn to page 3, where we move into our Q&A. And remember to ask a question for this show. Send me an email to support@awebstore.com or text me at 903-926-2607. That's support@awebstore and text 903-926-2607. Thank you so much. Now, let's move to page 3. Okay, in page 3, our first question comes from Chris, who asks about her new site. Would you be willing to check out the site I'm working on and advise any website or SEO points that would help me? Well, my first look at your website says you need to think about your download speed. And why? Because this is where, when you go to GT Metrics, it shows that your site is loading in 5.03 seconds. and it listed many things that could be problematic. You need to go over to GT Metrics and type in your domain name, and you'll see that. It shows that you're downloading 50 items on the front page. So you might want to go through that list and cull out unnecessary downloads. And the other factor is where you host your WordPress. It would be if it's on an SSD server that processes WordPress 100 times faster than SATA drives, then you'd probably see that 5 minutes go down, 5 seconds go down to about 1 second. And such fast hosting is provided through our sponsor, hosting-master.com. Our next question comes from William, and he asks, best method for creating a sandbox test site for substantial WordPress site updates before going live? Well, one, you can go over to wpbeginner.com/wp-tutorials and then put a dash between each of these words, how to create staging environment for a WordPress site. That will give you some education that would help you. But in layman's terms, here's the free and easy practical way to stage your WordPress site till it's ready to launch. Get your domain, point it to the main public underscore HTML or www directory, and create a coming soon index HTML. Now, in a subdirectory like 2 or B or whatever you want to name it, load a WordPress, install it, upload your theme, upload your plugins, build your content, build it out to your heart's desire. And when it's all ready to go and the client has said yes, then load and activate WP Duplicator. Tell it to clone the site and put it in the main directory. Zip doodle dandy, and you will have the finished site now residing in the public HTML, ready to go. Now, you know, keeping the public's eyes away from your website is smart and the only way to deal with any work in progress. But when it's time to go to prime time, then you need to use something like WP Duplicator to help you migrate that over into the main directory. Our third question comes from Taryn, and she asks, how can I get high scores on PageSpeed Insights? Well, I've used some optimization and caching plugins, but can't seem to get sites to rank high on PageSpeed, she says. I'd love some suggestions on how to accomplish all of the things above. Okay, so if we look at that, let me give you some key points here I think that would help you. One, use a well-designed theme. This is the place where big problems show up, and I always use either a responsive theme or a headway theme. Use a well-designed plugin. If a plugin has a choice for non-conflict mode, use it, especially Gravity Forms. And skip any plugin that you could actually do that through a custom function or something else like PHP or JavaScript to do the same function. In other words, use as few plugins as possible. And then, in addition to writing htaccess to limit IP access to the WP login, write it to increase your optimizations, to zip images, to cache your browser, and to expire the headers. You can also use a plugin called WP Rocket Me, which only takes about 5 minutes to set up. But, you know, the bottom line is having your site on a great WordPress host. That's what makes all the difference in speed. And a well-designed website hosted on the right SSD server that uses gzip compression and Google PageSpeed along with W3 Total Cache and SEO by Yoast, and you can do wonders with WordPress. Now, our fourth question comes from Pratik, and he is asking about site migration help. He says, I'm working on a WordPress site on a subdomain of my company's website. I've completed it. Now I have to transfer it from localhost to subdomain. Is that possible? Well, certainly you can go manually FTP or SFTP those files over to the root directory and then pull an export and go into PHP MyAdmin and open the WP options after you have loaded the files over, and you just need to change the home URL and the URL link to get rid of the subdomain path reference, or you can use WP Duplicate that we've talked about before and use it to completely clone your site and port it over into the other directory. Then our last question of this week is about options for WordPress backup. Gilmer asked, what solution do you use for backups? Well, I've been using WP Backup for some time and Backup WordPress by HumanMade. But as well, you always have available in cPanel your own full system backup. And several WordPress sites on a weekly basis get backed up on our server. And of course, we as a hosting server back up your sites every week. And so with you backing it up on a regular basis, we backing it up on a regular basis, it means you're always able to restore your site. Now, this show is the official podcast of WPSiteMakers.com and Hosting-Master.com. If you need a WordPress site to be designed, updated, remade, or simply maintained, contact our office at 214-703-0505. Now, tell a friend about my WordPress help desk, and subscribe while you're here. Bookmark our site at mywphelpdesk.com. Till next week, I appreciate you being here to listen to our show. It's fun doing this, and I hope you enjoy it, and hope to be here next week. I hope it's helping you, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.